This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Greetings and good evening. This is Reverend Gary Lubin serving as deacon with the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio. Welcome to our daily devotion in the early evening for individuals and families, found on page 139 of the Book of Common Prayer. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 23, verses 27 through 39. Now, let us begin our worship together. O gracious light, pure brightness of the ever-living Father in heaven, O Jesus Christ, holy and blessed, now as we come to the setting of the sun, and our eyes behold the vesper light, we sing your praises, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. You are worthy at all times to be praised by happy voices, O Son of God, O Giver of life, and to be glorified through all the worlds. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are like whitewashed tombs, which on the outside look beautiful, but inside they are full of the bones of the dead and of all kinds of filth. So you also on the outside look righteous to others, but inside you are full of hypocrisy and lawlessness. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites! For you build the tombs of the prophets and decorate the graves of the righteous. And you say, if we had lived in the days of our ancestors, we would not have taken part with them in shedding the blood of the prophets. Thus you testify against yourselves that you are descendants of those who murdered the prophets. Fill up then the measure of your ancestors. You snakes! You brood of vipers, how can you escape being sentenced to hell? Therefore I send you prophets, sages, and scribes, some of whom you will kill and crucify, and some you will flog in your synagogues and pursue from town to town, so that upon you may come all the righteous blood shed on earth, from the blood of righteous Abel to the blood of Zechariah, son of Bechariah, whom you murdered between the sanctuary and the altar. Truly I tell you, all this will come upon this generation. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the city that kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to it, how often have I desired to gather your children together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, and you were not willing. See, your house is left to you desolate. For I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. The Gospel of our Lord. Good evening, and greetings once again. Today's reading is from chapter 23 of the Gospel of Matthew, which includes a long tirade by Jesus delivered in the temple in Jerusalem. Jesus' delivery is presented in a kind of a bullet format, and Jesus is passionately firing off those verbal bullets. And no, Jesus is not a gun rights advocate. Each proclamation by Jesus begins with, Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees! Jesus denounces the scribes and Pharisees for their hypocrisy and not practicing what they preached, upbraiding them for their pretense and ostentatious ways, for making the lives of the common person difficult with unnecessary rules and regulations that they do not even follow. My apologies, but this reminds me of our very own Congress making laws for us to follow but exempting themselves and giving themselves special privileges, like providing themselves with outstanding medical insurance coverage and awesome retirement benefits, which are not available to Jane and John Q. Public Citizen. Well, anyway, Jesus does some earnest and honest name-calling using several colorful labels like hypocrites, blind guides, blind fools, a brood of vipers, and lawless. He hits them particularly hard on neglecting the really important stuff, like ensuring justice, practicing mercy and sincerity of faith. In today's reading, Jesus reiterates that the whole history of the people of Israel is one of rejecting and even murdering God's messengers. The implication being that this pattern continues in their response to Jesus and his message of love. In our own more recent history, there was the life, ministry, and murder of the prophet Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who preached love and nonviolence. He was violently struck down. Was not James Earl Ray merely the trigger man for society at large? In many ways, is not the establishment church, which comes in many different brands in today's society, also guilty of the same? Well, Jesus kind of throws up his hands, and maybe even quite literally, perhaps. In his lament, he longs to gather the children of Jerusalem together as a hen gathers her brood under her wings. I think he deliberately uses feminine imagery of himself in direct contrast to the failed patriarchy of the religious establishment. I find it very interesting and refreshing that Jesus does just this. Jesus sees their self as a mother protecting her young, her children, her babies. Of course, the fullness of God is beyond all human understanding. We see through a glass darkly, as Paul puts it, but even as limited creatures, we can still see, perceive, and experience God in the world through the gift of imagination and projection. Like mother hens, for example. It is refreshing and uplifting and liberating for me to discover God as the feminine, as woman. And the Bible further helps me and us do just that. Feminine imagery of God is scattered all throughout the Bible. God is variously referred to in the feminine as Chokmah or Chokmah, Sophia, Wisdom, Mother, Nurse, Midwife, and of course, today, Jesus herself. Just check out the Proverbs, Job, Ecclesiastes, the Wisdom of Solomon, Ecclesiasticus, and Baruch. God first appears as wisdom in the Hebrew Bible as Chokmah. Chokmah has her origin with God. She was created before anything else and was present with God at the creation of the world. In Greek, the Hebrew Chokmah becomes Sophia, the Greek word for wisdom. Now, if you want to Google it and find out more about Chokmah, it's spelled C-H-O-K-H-M-A-H. C-H-O-K-H-M-A-H. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 22, wisdom was in the beginning with God before the world was created. She participated in God's creative work. It was through Sophia that God created the world. She concludes in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 5, by inviting people to her banquet of bread and wine. In Ecclesiasticus, she speaks of her presence everywhere. She is the divine presence, pitching her tent and dwelling in Israel And she was in the tabernacle in the wilderness until she came to dwell in Jerusalem. She permeates the entirety of creation, including our universe, in this time and place. In Isaiah chapter 66, verses 7 through 16, a mother delivering her baby without labor pains illustrates a future restoration of Jerusalem, pointing to a new Eden, a return of paradise. God says, "I will extend prosperity to her like a river and like an overflowing stream. And you shall nurse, you shall be carried upon her hip and dandled upon her knees." I like that, dandled. Dandled upon her knees. Mother Jerusalem lovingly tends to her newborn nation. There is a miraculous rebirth and rejuvenation of the people, reflecting future hope. The Wisdom of Solomon was written, you know, really very near the time of Jesus. In the Wisdom of Solomon, the divinity of Sophia is very well developed and expressed as the fashioner of all things. Check out chapter 7, verse 22. And the mother of all good things. Check out chapter 7, verses 11 through 12. I would like to conclude with this choice excerpt, quoting chapter 6, verse 12. "Wisdom is radiant and unfading, is found by those who seek her. She graciously appears to them in their paths and meets them in every thought. For her thoughts are more abundant than the sea, and her counsel deeper than the great abyss." Amen. And now a reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. "It is not ourselves that we proclaim. We proclaim Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For the same God who said, 'Out of darkness let light shine,' has caused his light to shine within us, to give the light of revelation, the revelation of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." Let us now take some time, pausing our worship together, if you would like to do that, to offer up our prayers of intercession, thanksgiving, and praise for the world, for the church, for our national life, for the social and natural orders, for family and personal life, in particular for those who are suffering and those who have died. Let us now say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now the collect, as was said for Proper 9 from this last Sunday. O God, you have taught us to keep all your commandments by loving you and our neighbor. Grant us the grace of your Holy Spirit, that we may be devoted to you with our whole heart and united to one another with pure affection. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And now let us say together the Collect for the Human Family, found on page 815 of the Book of Common Prayer. O God, you made us in your own image and redeemed us through Jesus your Son. Look with compassion on the whole human family. Take away the arrogance and hatred which infect our hearts. Break down the walls that separate us. Unite us in bonds of love. And work through our struggle and confusion to accomplish your purposes on earth, that in your good time, all nations and all the peoples of the one human race may serve you in harmony around your heavenly throne, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now let us say together the Collect for Social Order and Social Justice, found on page 823. Grant, O God, that your holy and life-giving Spirit may so move every human heart, and especially the hearts of the people of this land, that barriers which divide us may crumble, suspicions disappear, and hatred cease, that our divisions being healed, we may live in justice and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now a concluding collect. Lord Jesus, stay with us, for evening is at hand and the day is past. Be your companion in the way. Kindle our hearts and awaken hope, that we may know you as you are revealed in Scripture and the breaking of bread. Grant this for the sake of your love. Amen. Now let us go into the world in peace, hope, and joy to seek and serve God, being and doing God's grace, mercy, and justice, to reconcile, heal, liberate, and serve, doing everything in love. Yeah.